In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. We'll take only 5 to 10 minutes, only contemplate and meditation about the Last Supper with Jesus Christ. It's supposed to be have a presentation, but maybe I'm not sure it will connect or not. After we pass all the days during the Holy Week, and finally we are now the day before the Good Friday, and today Jesus Christ gave us his body and his blood, and Eucharist. It's like the Greek word, it's named Eucharista, which is named the thanksgiving. And when in Matthew 26, he said, he took the bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciple and said, take it, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And we repeat this again in the liturgy every day. To understand the story, it's a start and begin from the beginning from Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve fell in sin, the problem that God said to them, you will not take the fruit from the tree of the life. And he put the cherubim on the way, and his instruction, no one will eat from this fruit from the tree of the life. And when I read from Ezekiel, he said, and by the torrent on the banks of the roof on both sides shall grow all trees that bear fruit. Their leaf shall not fall off, and their fruit shall not fall. Every month shall they bring forth first fruits, because the water thereof shall issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaves thereof of medicine. And now, the prophecies, it's accomplished and fulfilled. Now we eat from the fruit of the life, of the tree of the life. We eat now his body, and his blood, and drink his blood. And the symbol of the Eucharist, and the symbol of the communion, and the body, his body and his blood in the Old Testament, it's many from the prophecies. One in Genesis 14, offering of the Melchizedek. And today also we will hear the fraction in the liturgy, the end of the liturgy, we will hear the fraction of Isaac. And it is a significant and a symbol of his body and the sacrifice and how God he gave us his body and exactly by his will. The Passover lamb that the children of Israel offered on the night of their exodus from Egypt, they put the blood on the door. If there is no blood, the angel will kill the first son. Without blood, we can't go to the heaven. Elijah, the manna that the children of also of Israel ate, it's also a symbol of the holy body. And Elijah in the desert, when God sent him the food to eat, also it's another symbol of his body. Since Cyril that Jerusalem said, Jesus Christ, by his own will, once changed water into wine in the Cana of Galilee. So why should we not believe that he can change wine into blood? Which is normal. If we think about, St. Cyril of Jerusalem said, if we believe that God already changed and transformed the water to wine, why he can't? Because some of the people said, we can't believe that what we take here on the altar, his body or his blood. And he continued, we should therefore have full assurance that we are sharing in the body and blood of Christ. For in the type of bread, his body is given to you, and in the type of wine, his blood is given to you, so that by partaking of the body and blood of Christ, you may become and one body and one blood with him. But what I have to learn? Now I know that this is the day that we are waiting, the day that Jesus Christ instituted the first communion, the first Eucharist. And all our churches, the Christian church, based what we do now in the liturgy on what exactly Jesus Christ did in the past. But what I have to learn? I have to learn the first one, that before he gave them his body, before he broke the bread, in the beginning, he washed their feet. How he washed their feet? In the beginning, he removed the sandals. And by the way, this day, it was a long day. It was a long day for them. And they walked a lot. You can imagine that they have in their feet sandals. And Jesus Christ decided to clean everything. In the beginning, he removed by himself their sandals. And I would wonder, some people come to some churches and say, why we have to remove our shoes, for example, to go to the communion. It is not only because we respect, no. It's also a significant that we have to remove everything earthly, thoughts from my heart, my think, my eyes, my ears, everything. I have to remove it. If you come to the church, I have to remove my sandals, my earthly thinking, or earthly thoughts outside the church. And I always wonder when I come to the church and everything in my mind. My first, like a boss in my first job, he told me, when you go to your home, when you open the door, keep everything about your work and about your job outside the door, and go inside your home to enjoy with family everything. If you need to success in your life, you have to do this. This is the earthly. What we are doing usually, and what they said to us in the work, in our job. You can imagine how I come to the church in the presence of God, my Father, and I keep everything, every thought in my mind. I come to the church and keep with me everything. Like the priest said, he broke his bread, and I'm thinking about, for example, soccer game, or I'm thinking about what I have to do after, or I think about what I have to cook. Oh my God, what I have to cook tonight. Or I'm thinking about my children. Or I'm thinking about anything. And I keep, okay. Yep, the priest doing what you are doing now, do. But I have another thing to think about. That's why the first lesson that I have to learn from Jesus Christ at this day, that I have to remove my sandals, my shoes, my earthly thought when I come to the church. If I need to come to take the communion, his body from the altar, I have in first to remove my sandals. Then he washed the feet of Judas. I don't know what is the feeling of Jesus Christ when he knew very well that Judas is a betrayer. I can't believe that I can put myself instead of him at this time, because he's a man of sorrow. But I think that I don't know how he felt this. And then instead to rebuke him, for example, or say to him, what you are doing, you are a betrayer? No. He washed his feet. If I need to come to the church and to take his body, I have in the outside the church, I have to keep and to remove all earthly thoughts outside and keep it outside. The second, I have to forgive. I have to forgive. I have to come to the church and my heart is clean. I'm not worthy to come to the church and I have some problems with somebody else. However I try, one and two and hundred and thousand, by the end of the sermon, I will tell you what St. Paul said about the unworthy people who come to the church and take his body. I'm not telling you to fear, no. I'm telling you also to take care that we are coming here to the church and we take a real Jesus Christ body. Then the second point, when we said he washed his feet, the feet of Judas. This is a lesson that we have to know. The third one, Jesus Christ asked all the disciples and he said, one from you, you will be a betrayer. And all, they said like this, exactly what is written in Matthew, and they were exceedingly sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it me or is it I? Then the first lesson I have to learn, I have to remove my sandals, my earthly thoughts. The second, I have to forgive all the people before coming to the church. The third, inside the church, I have to look to God and said, is it me? I have to look to myself inside me and ask myself, is it me? Is it me a betrayer? What is the sin inside me? What I did before? I have to tell you exactly what I have. I have to remove everything. In the beginning when I was young, I didn't know exactly what the meaning of the black box. The black box, it's inside the, for example, it exists in the airplane or ship or whatever. And after this, I knew that the black box, it include or exists inside it every single recorded thing during all the trip. Inside me, there is a small black box. And the black box, I have to open this. In the presence of God, everything is clear. I can't hide anything. Even my black box, what I keep it inside me, he knows this very well. Then I have to look to myself and tell him, is it I? Is it I the betrayer? I'm not asking myself like this. No, I have to open the black box and tell him, you know what? Exactly what I need to wash my feet. And I need to wash my heart. This is exactly what I need when I come into the church and take his body and his blood. I'm not worthy. You can't imagine that we are not worthy really to take the communion, but because his mercy and his grace we take it. But we have to take properly. What the benefits that we have to take this sacrament? Abiding in Lord Jesus Christ, obtaining the eternal life. We tell that before that the tree of life. Now we take it. You remember when we discussed about the Samaritan woman and we said that Jesus Christ was a physician and he gave the Samaritan woman a medication. This medication, okay, one of them, there's five medications, one of them is the multivitamins. the multivitamins is his body and his blood. We can't never live without. And I was wondering if someone come to me, Abuna, I'm a sinner and I didn't confess before like a few months ago and I didn't take the communion. Habibi, you can't. However, you are not worthy, but you have to come to take and tell Abuna that please give me the absolution because I need to go, because I need to take the communion. But don't tell yourself, no, I can't take the communion. Then you have to go to the Father of Confession and discuss with him also. Not stop, never, the communion. He is the multivitamins that I take it in my life. Growth and maintenance our spiritual life. You can't go and grow in your spiritual life without his body. Salvation and remission of sins, and we know it in the unification of the believers. We are all, he said that he is a vine. And we are the tree. You know that the tree and the branches and the everything take the food, the nourishment from the tree. We can't live without this. We can't again live without his body and his blood. Finally, the consequences of the unworthy communion. I will not explain it, but I will say it only in the first epistle of Corinthians. St. Paul said, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep or die. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. We are not worthy. But God give us the grace, this his grace and his blessing to take the his communion. في دقيقة واحدة هقول بالعربي عشان في ناس طلبت بعد كده قبل كده ان انا اقول بالعربي حاجات شرح سريعة. الدروس المستفادة هاخد حتة صغيرة في النص. الدروس المستفادة من خميس العهد. المسيح اول ما دخل فك الصندل بتاع التلاميذ. إن أنا أفك الصندل ده معناها إن أنا أفك كل الحاجات الأرضية اللي موجودة في حياتي وأنا داخل الكنيسة. غير مستحق إن أنا أقف مش معقولة في حضرة المسيح وأنا واقف في حضنه وأنا واقف قصاده بقول له يا رب يا رب وبصلي وفي الآخر أنا بفكر في حاجات تانية. لا يمكن. فما ينفعش إن أنا أكون قصاد المسيح وأنا واقف في الكنيسة وأفكر في حاجات تانية. فأول حاجة المسيح عملها قال لهم بس أنا هفك الأول الصندل بتاعكم وأغسل لكم رجليكم. من غير دي ما ينفعش. لما احنا بنقلع الشوز بتاعتنا وعشان نيجي ناخد التناول هو مش بس عشان احتراما بس لا ده انا بقول يا ربي انا سايب كل حاجة ارضية وعايز اجي اخد منك جسدك ودمك فبواقف في الكنيسة وانا سايب كل حاجة. تاني نقطة غسل رجلين يهوذا وغسل رجلين يهوذا معناها كان حاجة صعبة جدا. تخيلوا هو المسيح عارف مين هو الخائن ولكن في الآخر كان في الوقت ده سامحه قال له معلش أنا هغسل لك رجليك. إزاي أنا آجي الكنيسة وأنا أخذ التناول وأنا زعلان من حد أو حد زعلان مني أو أنا مش قادر أسامحه أو أنا في مشكلة بيني وبين حد نحاول مرة واثنين لكن أنا غير مستحق. أنا غير مستحق إن أنا أجي أخذ التناول وأنا فيا في جوايا حقد أو جوايا حاجة من ناحية حد تاني. يعني إذا كنا بنمثل اللاهوت المسيح ده جمر نار لك تخيلوا جمر النار ده اللي احنا بناخده يعمل إيه. وتالت حاجة كويس لما غسل رجلين التلاميذ طبعا ننظفها وإحنا بنتنظف لما بنخش الكنيسة وناخد التناول لكن في بقى حاجة تانية. قال لهم واحد منكم سيسلمني فكل واحد بص لنفسه كده قال أنا أهو أنا محتاج أعمل زي كده اما اجي الكنيسه اقول له رب هو انا خاطي؟ لا، ما انا عارف ان انا خاطي، بس لازم ابص جوه انا، جوايا انا الاول، ابص جوه الصندوق الاسود اللي انا حاطه جوايا اللي ما حدش يعرف عنه حاجه. ما هو ما لهاش حل غير انه لازم افتحه قصاد المسيح. عيناه كلهيب نار، عيناه كلهيب نار، يعني يخترق القلب ويعرف كل شيء. هخبي عنه ايه؟ مش هخبي عنه حاجه. فاجي قصاد المسيح اقول له يا رب ادي صندوقي الاسود قدامك، فانا هبص اقول له Is it I؟ هو انا اللي عايزني؟ يقول لك انا عايزك انت فعلا. فاجي قصاد المسيح في حضره المسيح وفي وجوده وفي حضن المسيح اقول له يا ربي اعطيني ان اتنقى بجسدك المقدس ودمك الكريم، وإلهنا دائما أبديا، أمين.
Sofía, soy Bruce Homé, que eres un queso genuino es mi.